you like to have your names on
sure.
record?
Sure, yes.
Recognize their voice?
Brandon Furla.
And your character?
Oh, I'm Reverend Thorne.
Manoj Sood, and I play Babar Siddiqui.
Zaib Sheikh, and I play Amar Rashid.
Thank you so much.
Your tea, Mr. Rashid.
Mr. Rashid, your tea. Oh, thank you.
Do you want to start?
Thank you.
So what is for you guys to be in the last season of the Little Moss of the Prairie?
It was very, very exciting. It was a good mix of excitement and a hint of sadness, especially as it draws near the last couple of weeks where people are finishing and their final scene they're gonna do in this season and the series as that character. It was nice to celebrate the end of a great success.
Well, we knew that it was the last season before we started filming, and so when I was on set, I knew that we were now filming the sixth and final season. So my thinking was, well, it's great, you know, to be on a show that's lasted six seasons. You know, these days, that's a real achievement.
So you knew that it was going to be six seasons.
We knew it ahead of time. We were told that this is, you know, we're 99.9% sure this will be the last season, guys. So I assume that meant it was the last season. But like I said, you know, I mean, to get to last six seasons is a real achievement, and the show's done so much, not just here in Canada but around the world. So it was, you know, of course I'm sad it's over, but primarily I was just happy, you know, that I've been a part of a show that lasts that long and that have been so successful in so many ways.
Did the production already wrap up?
Yes, we're in post right now, so
okay,
we're delivering
so
to the network.
The
but all the episode principal photography was done at the end of the summer. We're done.
Yeah. Yours in January 9th starts.
So how is for you?
It was, as these guys were saying, there was an air of celebration because we had such a great time over the last six seasons, and we've been part of something that really is unique. Not only in Canadian television, but in television in general. The show Little Mosque on the Prairie changed the face of television. Katie Couric called us the Cosby Show for Muslims, and that's a huge praise, especially for a little
she
show.
She says that about every show.
She says that about every show.
CSI New York.
It's the Cosby Show for criminals.
Yeah, I remember. It was very popular, the show. It is very popular.
Yeah,
still.
It is, but, you know,
but
we...
why is it ended then?
Well, because, you know, at the end of the day, you always, I think, as a show, we are at a great point. The show is well-known around the world. Our characters also are coming to storylines. We would never want to repeat ourselves, and we would never want to... You always want to leave on a high note, I think. And so the network and the production team and the creative team, we all kind of felt like this would be... There are other shows that try to continue on, but frankly, sometimes, as Manoj was saying, 6 years is a long time in a good way to be with an audience. And if you go into seven or eight, there's no reason why we couldn't have tried, or the network might have not given us the opportunity. But the fact that we never wanted to kind of be irrelevant. Right now, we're relevant, and hopefully the ending of this show leads to another show that has something else to say about diversity and people being... bridging gaps, you know, cultural gaps. So we had a lovely time shooting it.
Do you have plans for another one?
We don't personally, but...
Any plans, anything else?
I'm making some more episodes at home, just with my... with my
yeah, guy. He would like to borrow this contraption.
I'm going to need that later.
What are you doing?
I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
We're actually working on a Hindu spinoff called Little Temple on the Tundra.
Really?
No.
Well, now we're making complete fools of ourselves.
Now we're trying to be writers.
Yeah. It's kind of a bittersweetness. Right?
It is a bittersweet. It always is.
It's filming of the episodes.
Yeah,
well, you can't be an actor and not expect it. You know it's not going to last forever, right?
I
so we knew this from day one. The minute you walk onto any show, you know it's not going to last forever. So I've always had that attitude from day one. So.
Yeah.
And I think
just
that.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is bittersweet, but we've had a great opportunity as a cast to work with some of not only the rest of our castmates, but also the guest stars, some great directors that came on board. We learned a lot. We gave a lot of opportunity, I think. And in terms of the network, we aired at a time when CBC really needed a hit on its schedule, and we were that hit that I think really kind of generated a lot of buzz for other shows now, like the great shows, whether it's Being Erica, whether it's Republic of Doyle, whether it's now Arctic Air, Mr. D. Those shows, our show kind of helped be that success marker that you can go, wow, on CBC can have a great
The momentum is definitely carried on.
What was the, do you have any feedback from the Muslim community here in Vancouver or wherever?
You can speak to the Vancouver because Minaj is based out of BC, but
Well, I think what happened in Vancouver was the same for, I'm guessing, for Muslims across the country, was that they were so pleased to see that their culture, so to speak, was represented on a network, primetime network show, and that would only happen in a multicultural country like Canada.
Not on the news.
Yeah, besides, otherwise the only time you're going to see a Muslim, unfortunately, is on CNN or something, right? But so it's nice to see them in a more, realistic, literally realistic, because there's a huge Muslim population in the Lower Mainland. So they had a sense of ownership, because they felt proud that their culture was being reflected on TV.
And I think it's a show about being a fish out of water, whether you're Muslim, whether you're not Muslim, whether you're from a big city, whether you're from a small town. It's really a show of the outside person looking in and wanting to be part of an inside community, wanting to be part of a group. And what's great about our cast, too, is that we also, whether we're playing Muslims or non-Muslims, we come from our own diversity of color, of religion, of faith.
Except for me, I'm white.
There's just a lot of makeup. This is a lot of, really a lot
you
of.
Did
it in parts. There's like spray tan.
I really wanted that part, you know, get me a tanning salon.
The show is very hopeful. I mean, give you hopeful for tolerance, for, you know, equality. But I think it's a little bit romantic for the reality, what we live.
Well, I think hope is always romantic, right? There is no ability or chance to achieve if you don't put out the hope about it. So it's romantic now, but the show's goal, we explore the difficulties of trying to get along. The Thorne and Amar character, when Thorne first showed up, that was the first time the show actually took a turn where you could see, guess what? I think people don't get along sometimes, no matter how open you are and how happy you want to be. People actually sometimes are against each other based on really kind of ignorant beliefs about each other, and that's important to show too.
Yeah, you have to show how similar faiths can be, but also how different they truly are. But there's something that unites every faith. I don't know what that is. I was hoping you guys...
I was waiting. What? Let's hear it.
What countries have you exported?
Well, it's in over 80 countries around the world, so...
Have you heard from any fans from other...
Oh, continually. All the time. We get emails and fan mail, all sorts of things, yeah.
Yeah, we get letters, we get emails on Twitter, you get, mentions, and people
YouTube
are...
On YouTube,
Google, they watch it on YouTube, they watch it on Google Video. I was just in the States speaking at Harvard, and even though it's not aired on a U.S. network, there were fans who had DVDs who talked about the Google, and were, like, a lot of more fans than I would have thought showing up in Boston, in the Boston greater area, as fans of Little Mosque on the Prairie, and they weren't all Muslim. They were also non-Muslims, and so it was really, again, it was humbling, but it was a lot of pride that our show has done a lot of good. There were a lot of smiles about the show, and that's what's kind of neat about our show.
So about the next episode, your character already married Ryan.
Yes, we're married now.
So what's next?
Well, what happens next after you get married?
Divorce.
Well, divorce.
There's the wedding night. That's what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
What's next? What's going to be interesting, we've never seen a Muslim couple, married couple on television. So for Amar and Ran, you get to go into their home life. and to see what does a Muslim couple look like. And for these guys, Thorne and Bobber, you get to see their friendship.
It's a different marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage.
Yeah. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.